Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashlyn Dave, your host. We got a great show lined up, so let's get started. All right, this is Ashlyn Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode number 119. It's the week of January 22nd, 2011. And I'm coming at you from Ashland, Virginia, the center of the universe. What follows in this podcast, at least for the first part, are a series of audio clips from the Willis River 50K Ultra Marathon that was held on January 15th. And two of my friends ran that, Tom and Rodney, two local guys. And while I was there, I realized that another local ran that named Sarah, who's the wife of Josh, who's our deputy town manager here in Ashland, which was kind of cool. And what I'll do at the end of this show is talk about how funny it was that I saw Josh. Josh lives near me here in Ashland, and he walks his dogs near my house. And I saw him the morning of the race, and I was kind of wondering, why is he up so early? Because I got picked up about 5 minutes to six. And I was like, oh, man, why is he up so early on a Saturday? And then at the first aid station, I ran into him, and then it kind of dawned on me, and he was joking about how after it's probably about maybe a 5 or 6 minute walk from my house to his house. So he said when he got home, he told his wife, said, man, Dave's already leaving, and we got to get going. And she said, oh, we're going to be late. And little did they know that we were there an hour early. So anyway, his wife did great. She finished her first ultra. And I don't think there's any audio clips in the podcast directly related to her, but it was really cool to see somebody else from Ashland out there, which is out at Bear Creek State Park, which is in Cumberland State Forest, about an hour out of Richmond. And I mentioned that briefly in the podcast. Anyway, I had a great time crewing for Tom and Rodney. I had a lot of their food for them. Even though the race provided aid stations, Rodney was experimenting with some different nutrition ideas, which I thought was really cool. Turned out the chicken broth didn't work out so well, which he had in a thermos. He said next time he'll just go with the full soup. But I really did enjoy myself, you know, helping these guys out and catching up to them at the aid stations. I ran the same race, although slightly different trail and under a different name, 2 years ago. 2 years ago with Tom in 2009, Tom and I ran that. And that was our first 50K. We ran that together. Obviously, Tom has gone on since to run the same ultras that I have, with the exception of he repeated Seashore Nature Trail 50K. And I think I'm not sure if he did another 50K or not. But anyway, Roddy's definitely getting into the ultras, and I think we're going to have some fun as we get ready for the Florida race. And we're still trying to get Tom. Hopefully, he'll go down there. All right, so what follows is the Willis River 50K, formerly known as the Swinging Bridge 50K, with the 35K option. And what that means is the 20-mile mark is where the finish clock is, 35K mark, roughly the 20-mile mark. And then the 50K folks go do another out and back for just around 10 miles, just over 10 miles. So that's, and if you're doing the 50K and you want to stop at the 35K, you can do that and you'll still get a finishing time, even if you didn't sign up for the 50K. The cool thing about this race is that it's very low key. It's a Richmond Roadrunners Club race. It's really done well. Michael George and Bill Webb and Barry and Kevin do an excellent job with this race. It's out in the woods. Brings out a lot of the same people year after year, from what I'm told. And I did see some of the same people this year that I saw the last time I was out there when I did it for the first time. And the year before that, I did the 35K, I think. Yeah, because I've got two shirts. So, all right, well, enough rambling. Here's some of the audio clips. I've kind of just compiled them together. I think it's pretty neat. And some of it's the audio quality is kind of low, but it might give you a little bit of a feel. I saw the guys at each aid station. And I didn't get any audio of them finishing. I'll just add that at the end. I'll talk about their finishing time. So, anyway, here's the Willis River 50K with 35K option.
Hey, this is called a semi-primitive trail because it's not very often, it's not very well used, and a lot of it isn't really groomed like you might be used to in some parts. But the guy who takes care of cutting away all the stuff is over there in the orange, blaze orange hat.
If I get lost, it's your fault, right?
That still doesn't mean it's going to be an easy trail. There's still lots of logs to climb over. A couple of streams, very low this year because of the drought.
Yay!
You're still going to get your feet wet in a lot of places.
Oh.
And there's one riverbank.
You'll carry them up there for us.
They need to boost each other up that. It's a little steep. The trail is marked with white blazes on the trees and a lot of white ribbons where I thought you might get confused. So there are white blazes and white ribbons. In one section, you'll see that there are white blazes and yellow blazes, one on top of the other. Follow the trail where the white blaze is dominant, is on top. The yellow blaze trails are meant for when the river floods over its banks. But you don't have to worry about that today. So always go where white dominates on a white and yellow combination of blazes. White blazes. There's an aid station at about 6, 10, and 14. Then the 35K finishes here where there'll be an aid station for the 50K runners. And then there's another aid station for the 50K runners at about 26 miles. And the aid stations have water, soda, cookies, bananas, pretzels with peanut butter in them, and Reggie, you will probably at times start to drift off trail. You have to pay attention. You will not get lost, but you may go off trail temporarily. But if you don't see a blaze or a ribbon for about a minute,
really?
You have to turn back, because they're that frequent out there. In fact, they're probably less than a minute.
Turn into the trail, you'll see a sign. Or follow Mark.
Runners, set, go!
All right, good luck, guys.
Thank you.
I like you.
Hey, we're rolling.
All right, we're... The runners are off, and I'm going to rush back to the car so I can get up to the first aid station for Tom and Rodney. I don't really know where it is because they've changed the course since I was out here a couple years ago. So I'm going to follow the car that has all the drop bags in it. Apparently they didn't advertise drop bags, I don't think. So I guess we could have avoided my whole trip out here. Anyway, here I am. I'm going to run back and get the car, and we'll see what we come up with.
You should have brought my shotgun, man.
No, thanks.
You want me to help you get anything out, or you gonna grab some stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know what you wanted.
No, you're fine.
I'm gonna see y'all at the next one too. So I'll just hit each one, okay?
It should be 10, right?
Yeah. What do you got on your garment now? It should be between 5 and 6.
Yeah, 5.65. But I think it may be a little short because there's a lot of back and forth, you know.
Okay.
Talking about 2 miles in, people went different ways.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I think we're on the right. Well, we're on the right way.
We went the right
way.
I think they took a shortcut. Yeah, I'm gonna put some of these in the bag for us.
It's a whole different.
I don't know anymore.
That's why we don't worry about what the actual distance is. Everybody's going to run at least 35. Yes. You know.
Bags right here if you want them. There's water. Do you guys need any water? You good?
Give you some kids up.
Yeah.
One bottle.
Yeah. I might try that soup.
That's the next one?
Yeah.
All right. I'll have it out. It's in the thermos, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw it earlier. What about you? How you doing?
Alright. You can do it. I'll just have to wear out some of the food. Some food.
that swing bridge is still that direction yet.
Today.
Still running pretty good clip. I don't know.
Just turn around right here.
Kevin figures everybody's going to get lost at least once, so it'll make up the distance.
Anybody gone down yet? Doesn't look like it.
Knock on wood.
Not
yet.
Yes, it is.
I'm what's your number?
I'm not even
pacing me.
How's it going, Matt?
Water.
Good.
How's it going, Matt?
Hey, Matt. Hey,
guys. Good to see you. Yeah.
Same way, right?
You bet.
Get out of here. Go.
Yes, sir.
651. You've been here too long. We got a timer on everybody here. We're not putting up with malingerers and loiterers today.
Thank you.
Remember that.
Good job.
Get in, get out.
I thought we'd have a discussion about theaters or something like that.
Did you see any out there?
No, that's my point. Stance I take is we should see more vehicles. We had a gal behind us. Count three, she jumped over. 124 at the 5 mile.
That would be 221.
221. Man.
221.
Nobody taking number? You two? Okay. Okay. You got me. All right.
Somebody does know what they're doing.
I'm usually following you in and out of here every year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
I was
going to
say, you're usually right there.
How you feeling?
Feel great.
Good, man.
Feel great.
Have fun.
Time to go back.
We'll see if I can get back to next year.
Okay.
Hi, guys. It's the school.
Alright, I made it through the 10-mile mark of the 50K. And that's an annoying sound in the background. That's the seatbelt thing. I haven't put my seatbelt on yet. It's a little icy road getting in between the aid stations. We're in Cumberland State Forest, which is in about an hour west of Richmond, Virginia. And it's a little tricky. I'm in Tom's truck, so I'm making sure I go real slow so I don't wreck his truck. I'm going to head back up to the aid station. That's going to be probably around somewhere between 14 and 16 miles. Trail races aren't always exact mileage, if you didn't know that. Most experienced trail racers know that ultras in the woods are always approximate. Because of the switchbacks, it's kind of hard to measure unless, I guess, you run with some kind of measuring wheel. GPS is not always going to be accurate. Anyway, it's pretty darn cold. It was below freezing at the start. Right now it's 35 degrees, which is good running weather, but not spectating weather. My toes are pretty cold. Got a couple layers on, but it is pretty cold. So I think I'm going to sit in a truck for a little while when we get up to the next aid station and just kind of wait and warm up a bit, and then I'll get out and wait on them. They seem to be in pretty good spirits, though.
Oh, let's see that. It was about eight people. We went.
You can put on a short sleeve?
About 5 minutes, right? Maybe not that long.
Nope. Okay. You guys, yeah. Just came through the 35. We got snacks back at the shelter for you. Okay. Trying to let
y'all doing really good. Do you want
to
check
this out? Yeah, we're
ready on target.
Just dump it. We're not going to make six.
Dump it all? You want it just in case?
Just in case.
All right. I'm done. You're not going to make six?
Yeah.
I got to be somewhere, man. You guys need to go.
Alright, so this is
you got this full soup next time. You want to take a few with you, or you got some?
I got plenty.
Alright.
I'll take one more, though.
There you go. How you doing on water? You feeling that? Kyle, you want to eat potatoes, or you're good? Is he good?
Yeah. Actually, you can find another one of those bars in there.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
Yes,
you're going to have to carry that with you and warm it up in the gloves. Because it's going to be frozen.
Yeah. Right
into the parking lot. You taking shoes or not?
Nah,
But what should you put on first?
See if I got a green.
Hey, Tom, is that yours? Yeah, dude, it's your first one. Sorry, thank you.
Thank you.
There. But I saw your stuff. There's your glove? No.
No.
Somebody else? Those are not y'all's gloves?
Those aren't mine.
Alright, so I'm going to put all the clothes
those
in your bed.
Gloves?
No.
Can you get Nike?
I'll get all that. Alright, I'll see you guys at the next one. Okay, 5 miles.
35ers, we've asked you to get food and stuff from back at the shelter.
Okay.
If you reach here,
that the next one you want to kind of leave your shoes in the truck.
Yeah, I think I'm stuck with these shoes.
Okay.
Ryan, you can go on. I'm going to be slow.
I'm. If I feel good at the 10 run, I'll go on. I mean, I still got a little ways to go.
Actually, I think I got another pair of gloves in there.
You want to pull them out? Pull the fingers out? Just gonna wear those. Alright.
He took the wrong turn and he and a group of people went in over 3 miles.
What the heck? You got it right.
Try to tell him. Yeah.
New socks to clean it.
Yeah. But it's more than enough.
Alright.
I didn't know I got lost.
The only
a couple
person
times it wasn't
going out.
It was 5 feet.
Are you all done?
No, we're going. I've been going.
611, 655 are going. Okay.
You going? Can you talk me
out?
Yeah.
No, you got to do it. It's only 10 miles.
Yeah.
It's only 5 miles to the next food stop.
687 side.
You're just doing it for the free food, right? Yes. Yeah. Some people are on their way back. You'll pass them.
Well, thanks. I told you I was going to win. I'm still going to take it.
Someone's
moving,
haven't
they?
Yeah.
Trying to stop them.
Roddy, I don't know. You got to get moving.
Good luck to you.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys in about an hour. All right, the guys are doing really good. I'm eating my lunch now because I'm so hungry. They cleared the 35K mark in, I think, about 420. Something like that. And so they got 10 miles to go, approximately. And that's going to take them 2 hours. So they're going to... the goal is, I guess they're hoping to come in inside 7 hours at this point. I don't know what they're talking about amongst themselves, but I think Tom said something about how it's definitely going to be over 6. Temperature's gone up to about 45 degrees, but there's a little bit of wind blowing, and it still feels pretty cold. And I'm just having a great time. Turns out the deputy town manager from Ashland is here, and his wife is running, and we've been just going to each aid station and hanging out and talking all day. And the best thing about it is that I stopped off at a convenience store and got some beers for the guys after for when they're done, if they want me to drive them home. I'll let them drink a beer in the car. Otherwise, if Tom drives, I'll drink a beer in the car on the way home. So it's going pretty good. Having a great time. And be Rodney's first time finishing this 50K. Tom's done it before. We did it back in 2008.
All right, before we get to the email bag section of the show, just wanted to hit on a few things. I had mentioned right there at the end of the show that I had been talking with Josh most of the day. He's the deputy town manager for our town where I live, Ashland, Center of the Universe. And Josh, I did learn that Josh is a marathoner himself, and that wasn't his wife's first time out either. But he's sadly, he has had to just stick with the half distance now because of his knees. So we spent a little bit of time talking about that. Just wanted to mention that. It was really cool to see somebody I knew out there. I enjoy meeting new people, and I would have chatted just about anybody up. But it was kind of nice to have somebody from back home, and we just kind of talk. So that was good to see him out there. Also, I want to talk about the finishing times because we had some interesting finishing times. There were 31 finishers of the 50K. Rodney came in first in his age group at 6 hours 29 minutes, and that was out of two people. And then Tom came in second in his age group at the same time, 6 hours 29 minutes, and that was out of five people. And then Sarah came in first in her age group out of one, and with incredible first 50K finishing time of 7 hours 16 minutes. And the reason I say that's incredible is because I ran the same course 2 years ago, and it took me 7 hours and 22 minutes, I think. So, and that was my first ultra. So I thought that was awesome on her part. Hopefully she'll go on to run some other 50Ks because it's really opened up a new door for me for in running, going beyond that marathon distance. The events are a lot smaller. People are, you know, a little bit more close-knit. And that's kind of my thing. I really do like that. And you see some of the same folks, which I've already mentioned in the podcast here. So that is my thing. Also, I wanted to make one correction. At the very beginning of the podcast, you could hear the race director, Kevin, in one of those clips talking about how the trail was a primitive trail. What he did after the race was he posted on the Richmond Roadrunners message board a correction to the type of trail that the race was on. It's actually called a wilderness trail. So apparently he was corrected by the park manager. So the race actually goes on a wilderness trail, and it's pretty technical. Although the elevation gain and loss is nothing like out in Colorado or anything like that. But there's hardly any sections where you can get any type of regular pace at all. It's a pretty tough trail. I mean, for Virginia standards, I thought it was pretty hard. So it's actually a wilderness trail, and sometimes even when there's lots of markings and ribbons marking the trail, you can get lost. Part of that trail was the Bear Creek 10 miler that's held in December of each year, and I ran that. I've only run it one time, and for a 10 mile race, I ran almost 12 miles because I got lost, and eventually, I've probably talked about this before, I actually went through the finish line from the other side because I didn't feel like going back in the woods and figuring out my way back. I actually made it out to a road, one of the main roads, and then just ran the road back into the state park, which was pretty darn hilly, and then made my way back to the finish line, and I guess I got a finishing time. I can't really remember. Okay, well, let's get to some of the emails, and I'm pretty excited because I did get a, heard from at least one person that wanted to stand up and be counted, and I'm going to kind of keep a tally of that, in a couple podcasts from now, I'm going to go through all the people I've heard from. But I will mention their emails now, and I really do appreciate you sending in the email. AshlandDave@gmail.com gets you in the inner circle, and please email me if you have any comments about the show. Positive comments are encouraged. Negative comments are discouraged. In fact, I really don't even like the negative comments. My podcast, so I guess I can. I don't like the negative comments. I just prefer the positive stuff, and because that's I like to share that on the show. Heard from Keith out of Henrico, Virginia, and he got injured after the 2007 Marine Corps Marathon, and that's when he started listening to the show when he was doing his recovery. So he's probably he didn't mention it in his email, but he's probably an original listener. And he is trying to do the 10K Ashland Railroad Run in Ashland, which is on April 30th. However, he usually has a family commitment conflict, and the 10K distance is something that he is able to handle now with relative ease and something that he's liking. So, Keith, if you do happen to make it up to Ashland on April 30th, I know it's kind of late this year, the race is, please make yourself known to me. I'll be the one walking around with a cell phone to my ear most of the day, and I'll have some kind of some kind of shirt on, so you'll be able to pick me out, or at least a hat. So anyway, good to hear from you, Keith. I'm glad you listened to the show. Appreciate the email. Also heard from Tim, formerly from South Carolina, and he commented on how he really liked the barbershop episode and how it made him think about his old barbershop from his hometown in South Carolina. And he also liked the interview with Mandy, which was episode 117. So Mandy, if you're listening, and I know you are, I've got a couple emails here that people really were very complimentary on the interview. That's the interview I did with Mandy Miller, who's an accomplished ultra runner, who was talking about, the interview was all about the Keys 100, which is an ultra marathon in the Florida Keys, of which I am interested in, and signed up to do the 50 miler on May 14th. Heard from David out of Hanover, and he sent me an email saying he likes the idea of the chip timing for the Ashland Railroad Run, which is what we're going to do this year. And what we did is we sent out an email to all the previous entrants from last year just to let them know that it was when it was and that registration was open. And I'm going to put a link to that site at ashlanddave.podbean.com. If you're a relative new listener to the show, I'm a co-race director for the Ashland Railroad Run this year. It's in its 33rd year. It's a certified 10K course, double loop course along the railroad tracks in Ashland. And the race is in a historic part of the town. And it's a good race. It's got several hundred runners. I think last year we had just over 430 for the 10K. And then there's a 5K, quote, fun run, which gets out a couple hundred people as well. So, David, hope to see you up for that. And if you do, make sure you come find me. I'll look for you also. Heard from Dr. Smitty, who's a new marathon maniac number 3312. Congratulations, Greg. It's really cool. Greg got his maniac status by doing two marathons in 2 weeks. They were the Memphis Marathon and the Seashore Nature 50K. Did those 2 weeks apart. Next up for Greg is the Little Rock Marathon, which is in early March. And then after that is the HAT 50K, which is in Maryland. That's HAT 50K. And I know the A stands for Anderson, who's one of the race coordinators. I guess it's an acronym of the guys that run it. That's at Susquehanna State Park in Maryland, which is in late March. And he's also going to come run the Ashland Railroad Run last year. I think he's done it for the last 2 years. Is that right, Greg? Anyway, Greg and I went out to lunch last year afterwards, and I'm hoping to do that again this year, but I might have some other race director duties that might carry me right through the lunch. It would be nice to go over there and have a couple beers after the race, wouldn't it, Greg, at that restaurant? So anyway, congratulations on your maniac status. The Marathon Maniacs is a very fast-growing club. I'm number 1319. And I just got my maniac status in, when did I get it? I got it in 2009. That was the year I turned 40, and I did three marathons in 90 days. So there's, and that's the bronze status, I guess, one star. And there's, lots of different levels. You can really get, it can really get out of hand really quick. So anyway, congratulations, Greg. Appreciate, it was good to hear from you. Glad you took the time to send an email. Dirt Dog checked in. He's got his own podcast at Dirt Dogs Rambling Diatribe Podcast. And he really liked the interview with Mandy Miller also. Appreciate you sending that in, Mike. I heard from Dylan out of Stuart, Florida. Said he was a big fan of the show. And he's got big plans to run the Lake Okeechobee 118 Ultra Marathon on February 26th through the 27th. That's 118 miles, I believe. And he also wants, after listening to the podcast with Mandy, he's thinking about running the Keys 100 because he's down in South Florida. And he said that there were lots of good tips in that podcast about running in the heat down in Florida. So Mandy, lots of people like that. I've heard from several. So that was really cool. We're going to do a part two. We didn't even really touch the surface of some of the stuff we wanted to talk about. And I try to keep the podcast under around 30 minutes normally. But with an interview, you're going to go a little bit longer because you want to discuss things. So we'll do a part two, and that'll be about a 50-minute show. So thanks for the email, Dylan. Appreciate that. Also heard from Jeff out of St. Louis. And his was the first email I got in reference to the Stand Up and Be Counted campaign, which I'll talk about at the end of the email. So, Jeff, I appreciate that. I wish I had a prize for you, but I don't really have one right now. He says he's listened for a long time, got his plan to run his first marathon this fall, which is outstanding, and he's got a running blog at stlrunner.blogspot.com, I guess that's STL for St. Louis, and I went and checked that out, and he's got some really cool pictures right there on the front page of some spikes that he put on the bottom of his shoes to run in the snow and the weather up in St. Louis. So Jeff, I appreciate you checking in, very cool. And I'll definitely mention you again when we do the Stand Up and Be Counted episode. Appreciate you taking the time to send in the email. I also heard from Sandy out of Michigan. And Sandy, I know I sent you an email, but I appreciate those DVDs. I really do. I've listened to them. That's a good bluegrass band. It's one of the perks of having a podcast is you get people sending you gifts. So, Sandy, thanks for doing that. I really do appreciate it. Sandy's got a big spring, the Martian Marathon in early April, then the Kentucky Derby Marathon in Louisville in late April, and then the Flying Pig the Flying Pig Marathon the following day after the Kentucky Derby Marathon. Sandy's an ultra runner, so she can handle that distance. And then at the end of May, she's doing the Bayshore Marathon in Michigan. And Sandy, that will definitely qualify you for Marathon Maniacs if you are not already in. I'm not sure. I don't think you are, but man, there's two marathons in 2 days is definitely a winner to get in. So I wish you the best with that. And one of the funny things that Sandy said in her email was that she said she almost fell off the treadmill when she was running after she heard that dog come out and chase me and heard me call the dog back. And I know up where she runs in Michigan that it's very cold, but I have seen some photos of her and the people that run up there and how they bundle up and just kind of deal with it. So anyway, Sandy, good to hear from you. Wish you the best with your spring. It's pretty ambitious, but I know you can handle it, and looking forward to hearing back from you on how those things work out. Let me talk about the Stand Up and Be Counted campaign. I've been doing the podcast now for 3 years, and I guess I started in 08, so I guess it's 3 years in March of this year, and I've heard from people all over the world, and the cool thing about doing a podcast is that you get to communicate generally via email with folks that you would never, ever otherwise hear from, meet, or know anything about if I hadn't been doing the podcast. So the podcast has turned into a really cool hobby, and I've really enjoyed it. And with that being said, I'd like to kind of do an inventory of listeners, just to kind of get an idea of who's listening and where you're from. It's not to send you an email or spam you with anything or to market you or nothing silly like that. It's really just to get an idea of who's listening and where, maybe for how long. And right now I've got a list of 7 people that I heard from just this week, with Jeff being the first one who responded to the Stand Up and Be Counted specifically. So send me an email at ashlanddave@gmail.com. Let me know what your name is. First name is fine. You don't have to give me your last names. I don't ever share the last names. And where you're from, and how long you've been listening to the show, and what kind of running you do, and be counted. And I'm just really curious to know who's listening to the show and just kind of get an idea of the listeners. So, of course, that's voluntary, and the podcast is always going to be free to the listeners, so there's no obligation nothing like that. So anyway, if you want to do that, it's ashlanddave@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to share your email on the show if you'd like. All right, well, that's the show this week. I had a great 10-mile run this morning, averaged under 10-minute pace, ran with Ashland Bob, and just felt great, and then went and helped with packet pickup at the Frostbite 15K, which is going to be held on January 25th. So I really had a busy morning, and I'm going to just chill out this afternoon and make a fire, put it in the fireplace, and probably watch TV, at least until the rest of my family gets home. So anyway, this is Ashland Dave, and I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week.
Ashland Railroad Run. Come race the rail in Ashland, Virginia. Join us on Saturday, April 30th for the 33rd annual running of one of Virginia's oldest road races alongside the tracks and through the historic town of Ashland, Virginia, the center of the universe. This race is one of Virginia's first eco-friendly races and the area's longest running 10K race. This race features a flat certified course along the tracks, which is great for setting a PR. This event also features some of the best and most unique door prizes of any race around the Richmond, Virginia area. Be sure to come to the center of the universe on April 30th and race the rail. For more information, go to hannoverarts.org or email ashlanddave@gmail.com. I ran the kids' race last year, and it was fun. Run Ashland first. See you there.